This, my colleagues, is madness.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was one of the co-sponsors of a war powers bill that Senate Republicans voted down. The bipartisan effort by Tim Kaine, Rand Paul, Adam Schiff, and Schumer was an effort to halt the Trump administration's war against Iran. But Republicans, with the exception of Paul, demonstrably supported the war, which has already rapidly spread across the Middle East, with no end in sight. The vote came down to a 47-53 tally, with Democrat John Fetterman of Pennsylvania voting with Republicans. Under the Constitution, authority concerning the use of the military is divided between Congress and the President, which is co-sponsor Kaine's primary argument.
The President of the United States has called it a war against Iran. The head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Kaine, has called it a war against Iran. Secretary Rubio, our Secretary of State, has called it a war against Iran. All of the excuses that you've advanced to give the president an easy pass around the Constitution and suggest he needn't come to Congress all evaporate because this is a war. It's a war.
Republicans, however, argued that Trump doesn't need congressional approval because they say the United States has already been at war with Iran for decades. Among them, Tommy Tuberville.
We've been fighting this war since 1979.
And Mitch McConnell.
This weekend's events are not the beginning of a war, but an attempt to end one that spanned nearly half a century.
Notably, Donald Trump himself has not made that argument. Instead, he and his administration have offered conflicting statements on what prompted the unprovoked strikes, which was highlighted by Washington Senator Patty Murray.
The truth is obvious. Trump cannot pretend to have a strategy for this war when he can't even say why he started it. First, he says, we destroyed Iran's nuclear capability. Then he says, just kidding, we have to bomb again. One minute, the administration claims Iran planned an imminent attack on Americans. Then they admit that was not true. Trump cannot pretend to have a strategy for this war when he can't even decide on whether this is about regime change or not. His Secretary of Defense said in the same breath, this is not a regime change war, but the regime did change. His Secretary of State says the administration wasn't targeting Iran's supreme leader. But then Trump says, quote, I got him before he got me. And President Trump has also urged the Iranian people to rise up on the one hand, but suggested he's ready to negotiate with the government on the other. And Trump cannot pretend to have a strategy when he doesn't even care about the timeline. In one sentence, he said, the conflict is, and I quote, projected 4 to 5 weeks, but we have capability to go far longer than that. We will do whatever. Excuse me?
The flip-flopping of answers isn't the only thing noted by lawmakers, as Donald Trump campaigned on a promise to end war, like during this October 2024 rally.
You're not going to have a war with me, and you're not going to have a third world war with me, that I can tell you.
But Tommy Tuberville attempted to explain the logic in between Islamophobic rants.
MAGA isn't about isolationism. It's the big stick that punishes the people who chant death to America.
Connecticut's Chris Murphy accused the legislative body of amnesia, citing wars and other armed attacks by both Democratic and Republican presidents.
We listened to Donald Rumsfeld say that the Iraq war would be over in 5 days, 5 weeks, maybe 5 months. It created an insurgency inside the Middle East that we are still dealing with today. 20 years in Afghanistan. A mismanaged war from the start. The Taliban is back in charge. We ran planes over Libya to release the people from captivity imposed upon them by Gaddafi, only to unleash a new civil war that killed thousands upon thousands. It is amazing to me that my Republican colleagues refuse to learn lessons. It is amazing to me that my Republican colleagues refuse to listen to the American people.
Despite the resolution failing, the vote forced lawmakers to take a stand on a war, shaping the fate of military members, innocent civilians, and the future of the region. Tomorrow, the House of Representatives will take up a similar resolution. And despite the vote being scheduled for Thursday, lawmakers argued its case on the House floor simultaneously with the Senate. Among the speakers was its Republican sponsor, Thomas Massie of Kentucky.
And American families in my district want to know how this is going to help them pay for groceries. How does this make them any safer in their schools or in their neighborhoods? How does this help them pay for housing? Have we learned nothing from the laundry list of wars and regime change experiments we sparked across the Middle East that have racked up a total of at least $8 trillion of debt in Iraq, Libya, Syria, Afghanistan? A sustained war with Iran will not stabilize the region. It's already ignited the region.
As the war widens, its funding stretches thin, and the debate may take shape around Congress's power of the purse, as House Speaker Mike Johnson has told reporters that lawmakers are anticipating the White House to formally request emergency funding in support of the war, to the tune of $50 billion. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.